Good morning. A Thursday morning, that means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, I guess we have a local Olympian, a young woman who is going to be competing on Saturday from your region. Tell us.
Yes, sir. A big excitement, Dave, as you can imagine. The local woman is competing for a second time, this time in Rio, Sarah Groff. She recently married. She's now Sarah Groff True. She's a contender for a medal in the triathlon event, 10 a.m. Saturday morning on Copacabana Beach. Sarah was raised in Cooperstown. She's a daughter of Bassett doctor and nurse Jerry and Janine Groff, and she was promising right from the start. When she was 14, she swam the length of Otsego Lake, 9 miles, and she set a record that's still to be broken. And she's from quite an accomplished family. Her sister, Lauren Groff, is a top novelist. You may have heard of Monsters of Templeton, which was her first novel.
Sure.
Now, Fates and Furies. The Wall Street Journal called it the best novel of the year, and so did President Obama.
Wow.
The two girls were written up in Vogue magazine this month, so that helped raise the anticipation. So now Sarah competed in 2012. She came in fourth. You may remember that crash, a bike crash in front of Buckingham Palace, and that slowed her down a bit. And that's part of the excitement about the triathlon. Anything can happen. And the first leg, swimming, again, starts at Copacabana Beach. And if the waters are calm, that's one thing. If it's choppy, that changes the competitive picture. And next, there's a 26-mile bike race through the streets of Rio. If it rains, and it may, that changes the picture. The 6-mile run is a final leg, and we'll see what happens. So as I said, you know, everybody's talking about Sarah here in Cooperstown. We ran a full-size poster in this week's paper that people are putting up, and on Saturday at 10 a.m., there'll be a Watch the Race event downtown at the Hardball Cafe. It should be a pretty big crowd. And since it's 10 a.m., it was 4 a.m. when she raced in London. You know, everybody's going to be watching it. If Sarah medals, it will be the first medal won by an athlete from Otsego County. So it'll be a big first for us. And as you can imagine, Dave, we're all rooting for her.
Absolutely. Is there a contingent? I assume some family and others that have gone over to watch.
Well, her sister's down there, her sister Lauren, and her mother will be down there. I think her dad's going to be watching either from here in Cooperstown or their summer home in New Hampshire. So she'll have a cheering section, you know, there in Rio. But the way these athletes train, I'm sure she's going to be fully focused on every paddle and every step in that run. So, you know, she's going to be completely wrapped up in what she's up to.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. And we wish Sarah Groff all the luck in the triathlon on Saturday. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, David.